No, I'm connected up over there, and I don't hear it. So two things. I've only noticed it on the ones with Pi 4s. I've not noticed this problem on ones with Pi 3D Plus. That doesn't mean anything. It just means that that's a data point to consider. You know, don't draw any necessary conclusions, but that's what I've noticed. Is that it's on the ones that I've experienced that have been doing it have all been Pi 4s. The second thing to consider is perhaps it's the frequency chosen. You know, you choose this, you choose frequency A for one, and it doesn't do it. You just might hit on some frequency that has some odd symbiotic relationship to some internal oscillator in that SA18 or something, you know, or in the Pi or something like that. So, you know, it could be that. So you can, you know, if you find one that's doing it regularly enough to change one of those things, like you need to swap frequencies and see if the problem swaps, then you know it's maybe frequency related. Or, you know, Pi 3, Pi 4 thing, you know, there's no easy way to do that because it's a different case. But anyhow, those are just some of the things as I try to narrow this down, because it's happened enough to enough people. It's always the same. There's definitely something going on.
Okay, I don't know the other case if it's, I thought it was a Pi 4. Maybe it's not. Maybe it is a Pi 3. Are they physically different?
If it has a micro USB power connector, then it's a Pi 3 or earlier. If it's a USB-C, then it's a Pi 4.
Oh, well, it's definitely a 4 then. So the other one's a 4 also, and I don't have any issues with that. Let me try changing frequency, see what it does. I thought I had done that, but I know I changed PLs, so that didn't seem to help. So, yeah, it's weird. I mean, I can have it totally disconnected, just sitting standalone, not connected to the internet or anything, and it will do that.